Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
All rise for the Honourable Judge Billy.
Honourable.
Well, gentlemen, last week I ripped into not so much the referees, but decision-making, and I just was flabbergasted of what an obstruction is, what a sin bin is, what a try is these days. But this week I want to be more positive, and I think during the week we saw the Hall of Fame and the NRL rewarded contributors to the game. We saw JJ Giltinan, we saw Peter Feringlos, and probably the best caller of all time, Ray Warren.
Get it, Dan.
Got it?
Next year.
He will get it in the next 15, 20 years.
Shut
he will
up,
be up
Gordy.
There. Gordy, don't interfere. So I thought that was a big positive from the NRL, allowing non-playing contributors to get in there because we've got plenty of them. Bit of talk during the week was, well, what about Frank Hyde? He will get his go.
He'll get next year.
He will dead set get it in the next time that they do a contributor entry to the Hall of Fame. He'll get it. And blokes like on the scribe, Jeff Prenter, blokes like that, they'll all...
Are you
named,
nominated, Billy?
We'll all point.
Are you in there already?
I'm not a non-playing contributor.
Yes,
that's
you
referee,
are.
No, it's referees and coaches. That's next year.
Oh, so they're gonna have a department there for you guys?
Yes, and that's where the NRL should be, because it's not just about players, the game. It is about the officials, the contributors, the media, and the administrators.
Absolutely.
Like John Quayle. He'll have to get a run there sooner or later as well. Mm-hmm. Blokes like that will get a run in that.
Maybe we get John Quayle actually helping run the game again rather than...
Well, they're throwing that out there, Dan. That'd be a really good one. Let's give the NRL a big round of applause, because when they need to, we bash them when they're getting some things wrong, but they got that right with the Hall of Fame the other night. Two, the referees. I watched a game there with that young Grant Atkins the other day, made a couple of calls where he gave tries, and I'm thinking, you beauty. Have we got some referees now making decisions rather than just sending it up all the time? That was a big bonus for me sitting there, because he kept the moment there, and a couple of the other referees did too, Henry Perenara and that. Kept the moment for the fans. When the bloke went over to score the try, they pointed to the spot rather than seeing 90% of the things sent upstairs all the time. So, big tick for the referees on the weekend so far.
Wow.
Good on them. And the
this
Davida
is very
Pangai,
positive.
The Davida Pangai, we have to go, I have to agree that that was a dead set, not necessary to do what he did, and is dangerous. And if he's copping 4 weeks, then you have to wear the 4 weeks. Because in reality, once he flung him to the ground, Maloney to the ground, all he had to do was walk over and put his hand on him, and the tackle is dead set finished. Tackle is deemed to be made, end of story. But to just throw his weight, what is he, 120 kilos, onto the top of the bloke's back, on his head, on his neck, unnecessary. And that one, cop it. You get it. They got the sin bin right. Well done.
Wow, three ticks from Bill Harrigan. What's with all the positivity?
Well, it was a little bit negative last week, and I had to rip in. But there's been some positive things in and around footy this week.
Did you get some last night?
I attended.
You're very happy today.
I had a bottle of champagne, yeah. I attended the Hall of Fame, and I thought it was a good night.
Yes.
Yeah, you agree, Gordy? You were there?
Great night.
Yep, good night.
Really good night.
And then two, when they need to get a tick, the referees, and they start making decisions. You know, I'm all about making decisions as a referee.
I can smell, Dan, a comeback. I can smell something, someone... At the Hall of Fame dinner the other night, I said, hey, Billy, let's have a chat at the end of the year. Maybe there's a little bit of room for you.
What, in the pocket?
Come back.
In the pocket?
Not an on-field contributor, but
I
in the hierarchy.
See, I was thinking, hang on. Someone on, when was it, Wednesday night, I said to Billy, now, Billy, if you're a good boy, this could be you next year. This might be you in the dark grey jacket with the
black
pipe.
Are you saying he can be bought after 25 years?
We can all be bought, Gerd.
No, mate. That day might come one day. If it's next year, great. If it's the year after, when the next time they do it in 3 or 4 years' time, great. That day might come one day, but that's not all it's about, boys.
No.
It was about just being positive.
Well said, Billy.
And talk.
Billy, well said. Talking it up. Well said. All right, Triple M, this is... you've caught us all off guard.
Yeah,
frankly,
well,
Billy.
You know what? I reckon he's gone into Maroon's lolly bag and got one of those gummies in.
Don't you blokes give it to him. Fair dinkum. Why don't you just talk some footy? You just smashed him today. Smashed him today?
Every day.
If there was a video on when he picks me up and the way he talks and the text messages he sends me, he deserves everything he gets.
No, doesn't I like him?
Gordy, why don't you secretly record him?
No, you got to tell him first.
No.
Can't secretly do that. No.
No, we might work on that.
No. Can't.
Triple M,
Charlie.
I'll tell you what, he's funny, right? He is the funniest guy in the world.
Yep.
Until he goes on air.